Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil premieres April 30th, only on Hulu.
Everyone, this is David. Welcome back behind the velvet rope. Let's just get right into it today because we are joined back once again from her closet by the one and only Miss Carrie Duber.
Hello. Thank you for having me. I'm super excited to be here.
I'm excited to have you here. And you were in your closet last time, so I was secretly hoping you were going to be there again.
Yeah, I'm always kind of like hiding in here. It has, you know, deadbolts. Of course, there's a combination that people can get in, but it takes a lot of, you know, they have to like think about it. So usually I just like deadbolt myself in here and then, you know, on my own.
There are so many worse places that you could be talking to me from. And, you know,
right?
I would ask if you've left that closet since we last spoke, but I know you have. Now, I've been to 55 countries and all seven continents. Now, I rarely meet somebody that I'm like, this person is rivaling me when it comes to travel, but like, you are doing it right. Like your IG, for anyone who's not following it, it's like you have been in so many great places.
Thank you. Yeah, we love to travel. You know, I mean, we work hard, play hard. We're always, you know, when we're home, we're just working, just so that we can go do all those fun things, right? So we can go travel, go see the world. I mean, I think that's my favorite thing to do, truly. It's just go see other people, how they live and share their lives. It's interesting.
Do you have a favorite place that you've been and do you have a favorite food country that you've been to?
I mean, a favorite place. I mean, I always go back to Switzerland. We love it. You know, we go there every year. It's like family. We have so many friends there that we just go and see, and which makes it like kind of like a home away from home. As far as food, I mean, oh gosh, that's tough.
It's tough because I
love Middle Eastern food. I'm not going to lie. Like that is one of my favorites. But also I love French, you know, like going to Paris and, you know, going to like Alain Ducasse, you know, all the fun, amazing Michelin chefs. So it's hard because I mean, we also obviously travel to eat as well. And Switzerland has some really great Michelin restaurants as well.
Really?
They really do.
It's weird. Like I've been to Antarctica, but I have yet to be to Switzerland. Like I have weird places I just haven't
really
been. Yeah.
You have to go. You have to go. But I have not been to Antarctica. So that's on my list.
You guys would probably like it. It's like,
yeah,
you know, I'm kind of rough and tumble when I travel. Like, I mean, I like to stay at nice places, but you know, if you're going to Antarctica, there's no choice. Like you got to be rough and tumble.
Right.
People think I'm not that type. I am when I travel, just not when I'm here in the city, but you should put that on your list.
I'm the same way. Like I'll go and, you know, one year we did the hot route. We hiked from Chamonix, France to Sermont, Switzerland. It was 12 nights.
Wow.
Staying in huts and like, you know, little hotel things along the way. Like, so I that way too.
People don't realize
that. Yeah. People like put you in a box. They're like, oh, you don't do that. Yeah, no, I can be a total tomboy. I'm a big skier too.
That's how I am.
Yeah.
Well, it's the end of an era, Carrie, isn't it?
I know. Isn't that crazy? It's over.
It is over. Now, where were you when you heard this news?
I was at work actually. and got a call, and I was like, really? Are you sure? Is it really? Carrie Brittingham actually called me and was like, hey. And I was like, no way. And she was like, yeah, it's canceled. And I mean, I, to be honest, I haven't been not involved in it. I've been doing my own thing and working and all that. So, you know, they said that it had been really rough going. And this season, they're like, you know, talking to my former castmates, they're like, I don't see how it could even come back, just because it got so dirty and so gross. And just, you know, there was no growth, I don't think, between the cast members.
I mean, that's the thing. Like, were you shocked? Or, I mean, because I wasn't so shocked.
I mean, again, I haven't been watching it, but I kind of thought, well, maybe they'll revamp it. Like, maybe they would just do a complete cast revamp. You know, that was what I thought was a potential thing that could happen. And I mean, I guess they just couldn't do it. You know, it's just too difficult.
You didn't watch it at all after you left in season 3?
I didn't even watch 4 when I was a friend.
Wow.
Mm-mm. No, I just couldn't. I talked to Stephanie about this the other day. I think it's really hard when you put so much effort into something and then you're not part of it again anymore, and you don't have any control over it, and the direction that it's going, you know, you don't know, you know, it was just too hard. I just couldn't do it. Like, I would have been like pissed off, or, you know, like I couldn't contribute to it. And it was something that I felt like I had gotten off the ground and helped, you know, being one of the OGs. And so I just never watched it, because I was like, I'm just going to get pissed, and I'm not going to, you know, there's no upside.
That is totally understandable. I don't think I would have been able to watch it either. Like, you're right there, and it's in your backyard, and you were just on it, and now you're not. It's a little weird.
Yeah. I mean, you kind of like get those icky things, and it's like, you know, am I angry? Am I jealous? Am I, you know, I'm not there in it, but then I don't want to be, but I do. It's like, you know, it's like a bad breakup. Like, you're like, oh, I really loved him, but he was a total dick. I mean, that's Housewives in a nutshell when you're not on it anymore. It's like, oh, I kind of would like to see him again.
And it's probably like a breakup. Like, if you really leave on every term of your own and you're like, no, this is over, like, goodbye. Right. I've decided this a week ago, and oh, I'm sorry. Yeah. I'm just telling you now.
Right. But you know, with Housewives, it's never on every term of your own. Right. I mean, you know, Mark had a hissy fit and essentially quit after season 2. So that's, you know, that's why. And I don't blame him. You know, I don't blame him one bit. I'm like, you know what? I get it, babe. It's too much. I get it. You got your ass kicked. And, you know, he's like, I am not here for this. So
for a short period on the show, Mark got his ass kicked.
He did. He did.
Yes.
Yeah. Season 1 and 2. Then 3, they took a break.
What?
Because he was like, I fucking quit.
I mean, he was like, yeah, he's like, I'm not going to do this again.
He's like, I'm not doing this anymore.
But at least he was smart to understand, like, no, nothing will be different. No matter what you're told, it will be the same.
Yeah. He's like, oh no. Yeah. You know, first time, what is it? First time, shame on you. Second time, shame on me. And he's kind of like, he was like, all right, you know, he's a smart man. He figured it out pretty quickly.
He's like, I'm out of here.
But I mean, you know, I've got to say, I mean, I wouldn't take the experience back, and neither would he. You know, I mean, we're both glad that we did it. I mean, I think, you know, we're both very educated people, and it probably wouldn't be something that we ever would have thought that we would have done. You know, we have a lot of obviously professional accomplishments, and, you know, that was something we never thought we would have. So, I mean, it's cool. And it helped a lot, you know, for our professional, you know, our business. So.
I could see that. Like, what do you think went wrong this past season? Like, even though you don't watch it, I know that you are friends.
Yeah,
with
I mean,
much
I talked
everyone.
To the girls, pretty much everybody. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I think that they just came to a standstill, and I think they just couldn't find common ground. I think it's like this big cancel culture era, and I think that's tough. And I think, you know, I think it's like, if the characters aren't evolving, and they aren't, like, you have conflict, conflict resolution. If you're not getting boring to watch, and then you never learn anything about yourself. You know, if I hadn't resolved a lot of the conflicts I had, I would have been, first of all, I wouldn't have had any friends on the show. And second of all, I wouldn't have, you know, grown as a person, learned so much about myself. If you can't, like, eat crow and sit there and be like, you know what, I effed up, then there's, what's the point? What are we doing? You know, like if you get in a conflict, you have to resolve it, or you're just, you know, not growing and the show's not growing and it just comes to a dead halt.
Do you think it was in part either A, because there was like less OGs on the show, or B, do you think it was, you do?
I think it was less OGs. I think, you know, and I'm not saying it's not because I wasn't on there, you know, of course, you know, I'm not going to say, oh, it's because of me. You know, I was fucking fantastic. I mean, I was, but that is not why the show failed. I think the show failed the role that I played, because every, you know, there's a formula, right? And so that you're put into those roles and those are already pre-decided before, you know, anything, you know how it is, or storyboarding, whatever. There was not a bridge. There wasn't like a common denominator that was really friends with everyone. And that's kind of the role that I played throughout. I think Stephanie played that to an extent too, but I feel like I probably had a little bit less loyalties as far as, you know, I was pretty good friends with everybody. And when the show first started, I was, you know, I didn't really know anyone. And so I came in, you know, it was five girls and all the two and two and me, you know, and that was it. And I'm like, you know, I was pretty good about just being even keel and understanding other people's points of view, not just like, putting my own feelings on it.
Do you think it had anything to do with like Dallas, you know, like we have New York and we have like Los Angeles, like, or do you think the city didn't really have anything to do with it?
I don't think the city had anything to do with it. I do think it's harder to, you know, get crews and cat, you know, all of that out here. We're further from a coast, but I don't think that had anything to do with it. Dallas, I think, is a great place actually to shoot a show because, I mean, even especially in the time of COVID and that era, you know, we all have pretty big backyards and a lot of land. Like, I can't imagine how hard that was in New York. So I don't think it had to do with the city. I think it was casting completely.
You think it was casting?
Absolutely.
Do you think, like, just from your time on the show, like watching it, like, do you think it portrayed like Dallas women accurately?
No, not really. I think that, you know, obviously there's a lot of different subsets in Dallas. There's a lot of different circles of friends, but I wouldn't say that it really portrayed my regular circle of friends that I had prior to the show and that I have after. I mean, I'm still friends with all the girls and, you know, we all live very different lives in Dallas, I think, you know, mine being very different than everyone else's.
Well,
you know, I mean, I'm at work constantly, you know, and I'm running a huge business and, you know, I live in a very different environment, I think.
Do you think like, and I don't have, these are not leading questions. These are real questions.
Yeah, I know.
Like, do you think, you know, like DeAndre talked about this the most and Cam, you know, a little bit, you know, like the society name, like the Simmons name, the Westcott name. Do you think that would have changed the show if we had like these?
I mean, what are you, a Kennedy? I mean,
I'm just asking.
But I'm just saying like what they're not. I'm just saying like it's not that level of society here. I mean, Dallas definitely has, you know, people who are, you know, hang out together and have a society deal and whatever. And I definitely have friends in those circles. I kind of float in all of them. But I think that in my mind, I thought that was really a silly deal just because I'm like, really, it's DeAndre being so self-important and delusional. Do you know what I mean? In her head to think that she's such a big deal. And I mean, I think the real Simmons side of the family would not really appreciate the use of that name in general.
Fair enough. What about, see, this is why I love you, because you just speak
clear. I mean, I'm honest. I mean, yeah. I mean, I don't think she's on great terms with like the people who have the, you know, who I think created that whole, you know, empire. Yeah. I mean, I think it's pretty obvious, but I just speak the truth. Yeah. You know?
Do you think that other than the cast not having these like natural connections last season, like, do you think it was like any one particular person was like miscast? Like, this person just isn't, like, they're not bringing it, or they're boring, or just they're not a housewife.
I don't know. I don't think so. I mean, I think they all contributed. I think, again, it goes back to the formula. And if the formula is not always right, if you're not getting every bit and piece correct. And I think it really, you needed somebody to go in there who's a realist and be like, look, you're being fucking dumb. Shut up, go sit in your corner, take a timeout, suck on this lollipop, and then come back. You know, and like they didn't have that.
It was like,
I think it was just kind of a miss.
It was like two segregated camps almost.
Yeah. Yeah. And it can't be that segregated. Like it can't be this team and this team. And it is to an extent, like people treat like housewives when they're in this, I swear to God, like I always was like, do you guys, is this like Survivor or some shit? Like that's not what I signed up for. Like I thought we were going to like be friends. We're going to like hang out, we're gonna have some cocktails and like have dinner, you know, and I'm going to go to work and like, you know, do my normal thing. And not at all what you really sign up for. And I was like, wait a minute, you know, what's happening?
This podcast is sponsored by BetterHelp Online Therapy. Check out betterhelp.com/velvetrope. Listen, life is full of stress. It doesn't matter who you are or where you are. Life is stressful. You may not be feeling down and out and depressed or like you're at a total loss, but if your stress level is high, like mine, your temper is shorter than usual, like mine, or even if you're starting to feel strain in any of your relationships, you could probably use the chance to unload. Unload the stress and get it out. Talk to someone who's completely unbiased and who's not going to judge you or take sides. If there's stuff you can't tell your friends or family, this is the place to do it. BetterHelp is customized online therapy that offers video, phone, and even live chat sessions with your therapist. So you don't have to see anyone on camera if you don't want to. It's much more affordable than in-person therapy, and you can start communicating with your therapist in under 48 hours. Unload the stressors and get some unbiased feedback. You'd be pretty surprised at what you might gain for it. Try it out. See if it's for you. This podcast is sponsored by BetterHelp, and Behind the Velvet Rope listeners get 10% off their first month at betterhelp.com/velvetrope. That's BETTERHELP.com/velvetrope. BetterHelp.com/velvetrope. Did that happen really early? Like where you're like, oh, this isn't all fun and games. Like this is.
Oh, night one, I had a complete panic attack meltdown. Night one, filmed at my house. It was like a easy scene, but it was like with my stepson and my husband. And I mean, I had a complete like panic attack meltdown. Like, oh my God, am I doing the right thing for my family? You know, like one of those. But I mean, now I'm like, I'm so glad I did it. But it's like, I don't think I realized exactly what it was. I don't think you really do until you're in it. But I mean, it's a weird animal.
Do you have any, to that point, like you're happy you did, do you have any regrets? Mm-hmm. Just like, I wish I didn't do that. I wish I didn't say that.
Not really. Like, I have very few regrets in life because I feel like, you know, regrets just mean that I think that you really, like, I embrace it because it's a learning experience for me. Mm-hmm. Like I was saying the other day, like, I am such a better manager and I'm not as much of a people pleaser anymore. I'm like no shit boss. I mean, I sit there when I have issues with my staff and I sit them down and I'm not scared to do that. And I feel like I took that away from like sitting there at those reunions and being like, okay, you know, you said this, you did that. And I may do that at work. I'm like, okay, so what's happening? You know? And then it really it made me grow as a person. And I mean, of course everybody screws something up here and there, but I got out with my integrity and
Housewives helped you. It helped you run your business.
Yeah. Isn't that crazy? Like it helps you learn as a business person. Like I'm like, oh, my takeaway is I know how to handle people and manage people.
See, that's a positive aspect of it.
Yeah.
Do you have a high? Like if you don't have like any regrets, do you have any like one thing that was like the best memory or?
I will say one regret. There might be one. Okay. One regret I will say is season 4. I think I should have just like not come to anything. I feel like it just wasn't a good vibe. It was really weird. It was weird for me. It was weird for everyone. And I went to this, And I think it aired a little bit of it, but not the full deal. So I went to this happy hour with all the girls. It was like on a rooftop. And it was like after a wedding shower that Cam threw for Liam. And it was like the worst case scenario. Like everybody was super, pretty much everybody was really, really mean to me. And I was already like kind of feeling weird because like when you get demoted and you're a friend, you're like, hi, you know, you feel a little like, okay, well, maybe I didn't do my job or whatever. And mine was related, obviously, kind of to Mark and all that, but still, you still can't help but feel that way. And I walked in and Deandra was such, she was so horrible to me. It was so embarrassing. Like she screamed at me. She was like, you need to get down on your hands and knees and beg for my forgiveness. And I was like, girl, I don't get on my hands and knees for anybody but my husband. And this is all filmed. Okay. None of it aired. So sad because it was really great. So my regret is that didn't air, but I was so embarrassed, like not even just in front of my castmates, but like the crew, everybody, I was like mortified.
Cup Noodle's new paper cup is now microwavable.
Wait, wasn't it always microwavable?
Now easier, now faster, now microwavable-er.
Is that even a word?
The original Cup Noodles noodles. The same great taste you love.
I do love them.
Ready in only 2 minutes and 15 seconds.
Like that.
In a cup made from 40% recycled paper.
All right.
Look for the Cup Noodles paper cup in stores now.
They're microwavable-er.
It was like really bad. So I was really mad that I even showed up for that. Like I kind of had a gut feeling before it that I shouldn't go. And I should have listened to that.
Do you think you should have? Because I've heard this from other people. I do think you should have just not been a friend of, like in retrospect.
Yeah, I think probably in retrospect. I mean, it didn't hurt me, to be honest. So it didn't hurt me. So I just think I shouldn't, you know, it's hard. That I should not have gone to that event. I should have listened to myself and listened to my gut on that. Because I knew something bad was going to happen and there was going to be some conflict, but it was just so gross and like embarrassing, so embarrassing, like embarrassing for everyone. I was like, oh my God, like, you're not so embarrassed. Like I couldn't even, just a grown woman behaving that way and all these grown women sitting there being okay with it or just being like, whatever, didn't know what to do. I think Leanne had my back on it, but I mean, if she was getting, you know, railroaded too. And then the cast and crew, like, I'm like, is no one just sitting here like, oh my God.
Is this really happening?
Yeah. So embarrassing.
Well, to stick with your analogy, when you say embarrassing, so this is what it's like then. It's like when you break up with someone and then you like sleep with them for like months, even though you're broken up.
Yes.
And you know, it's not a good idea.
Right. You're like, damn, I shouldn't have done that.
Bad
move.
You're right. Clean breaks, yeah. People. Clean breaks.
Clean breaks.
who have you heard from that like seemed the saddest? I mean, I know a lot of them too. I haven't really spoken
you mean
to anyone.
That it hasn't.
Yeah, like between like Stephanie and Brandy, like who seemed legitimately the saddest to like, you?
I haven't talked to Brandy. We've just been texting, so I haven't gotten a vibe off of her. Stephanie was fine. She actually said she was relieved just because she didn't know how, I guess, after last season, how it was going to continue and where it was going to go and just that it wasn't going in a direction that she felt comfortable with. And I think Cam was just kind of like, whatever, kind of in shock. I haven't really talked to her much about it. And Carrie was just like, you know, meh.
That's the rumor that certain people felt relieved as much as some people felt sad. Yeah. Some people felt relieved.
Mm-hmm. Which I don't blame her. I mean, I think, you know, I would have felt if I was in that same situation, it's just a little scary, you know?
Well, I mean, the rumors were that Deandra and Tiffany and Cam were coming back and nobody else was. That was the strong rumor.
Who was it? Deandra, Tiffany, and who?
Cam.
Mm-hmm.
And Stephanie.
Yeah,
Brandy.
But then it's like, then how is it? Yeah, I just don't see how that would work. Because then, Cam and Tiffany just like got nowhere. They just got up shit creek and they never got out of it. Never found the way out.
So they never.
I mean, where are they going to go?
Well, that was some, that's the other rumor that they started like testing like Lizzie Savetsky and Madeline Lamb and Manisha Dellinger.
I know Lizzie. Yeah, they did. I know Lizzie did. Yeah. But I mean, I think it just, you know, they couldn't find, obviously they tried. I mean, they went through casting for sure. And they tested a lot of people and I think they just couldn't find the right fit. I think they just couldn't figure out a way out of it. I mean, I think it's really tricky to cast these shows. I mean, think of how much goes into it and how people have to think. And you've got to really like psychoanalyze these people before you cast them and figure out how they're kind of going to react to this, that, and the other. I mean, it's a lot. A lot goes into it.
It's hard. And it's hard when like you look at certain people who are cast and you're like right away, you're like, this is such a bad choice. How? Right. And I'm not criticizing Bravo. You're just like, but there's a right. line out the door for these jobs. Like how out of every person you saw, this is your choice. It's so off.
I think so too. And I mean, like a line out the door for these jobs, I can't, like, I think it's better. And I go back to like, when you have the OGs and stuff, like we didn't even know it was Housewives in the beginning. And, you know, I assume that that's what it was going to be, but I don't know. I think you get in trouble when you start casting people who are like, I just want to be on this because I want to be a housewife and all that and the fame. And blah, blah, blah. I mean, then it turns into, I mean, they're just acting and it's not their real life. And I mean, I just think it gets, I think that really gets it sideways too. That's my personal opinion, just having been in it. And just, I feel like kind of newer people can be like, you know.
I agree. I think that's the problem. It's like you want to be on TV more than you're really a natural person who is just discovered.
Right. And what makes a good show is people being themselves and not being on there to be like, oh, I want to go and I could have this live and I just want to dress up and I just want to do this and be a housewife. Like that shit is boring to watch for the viewer, I think. Like but I mean, I'm a different subset too. Like, you know, there's different, obviously different, you know, things that they look for in their viewers and that kind of thing. I'm probably a different viewer than, you know, Joe Schmo down the road, but that's like, in my opinion, and what I want to see real.
Yeah. Do you think, cause listen, the ratings weren't great ever, but they ended. Uh-huh. Do you think, I mean, that is truly the reason it was canceled? Just the ratings period, the end.
I don't know. I think, you know, those ratings, like those Nielsen ratings from a million years ago, I don't even know if they know what they're looking at with all that. I mean, I obviously do not work for NBC. I have no idea what those execs are seeing in those numbers. I'm sure they have a pretty good idea though. I think, I think the ratings were crap. And I think that, again, and I think they could not move forward. I think it was a casting problem. I think they couldn't figure out how to get it back on track. I just don't think like one minor change would have done it. And I think it was too hard to figure out. I think they just didn't have the right pool of people too. And probably couldn't figure out who to fire and who to keep.
And like the group just wasn't gelling and they're just like, we see the writing on the wall and the ratings are not great. So, I mean, that's not so.
Well, like, you know, it sucks because like, I mean, I'm friends, you know, Cam, Stephanie, Brandy, Carrie, you know, like we all talk and all chat and it's like, you know, I can see how that would be a good show, but it's like, then you have the other team or whatever that just, they just can't meet in the middle, which is just sucks and is stupid.
Do you think by casting Tiffany, like, do you know Tiffany? Like, do you think she's kind of the one who divided this group?
It sounds like it. Now, I don't know because I was not there and I did not watch it. The only time I have talked to Tiffany at an event and I called her before the reunion and was like, hey, girl, what's going on? Because my friend is real upset, you know, Cam. And I was like, you need to. And she's like, oh, it's going to be fine. I'm going to go to the reunion. It's going to be fine. And, you know, we're going to make up and that kind of thing. I was like, well, good, because that's what needs to happen. You guys need to have forward progress. And apparently that's not what happened. So I don't know. I mean, I talked to her. She seemed nice to me. She was lovely to me. But that's what the girl said, is that she can kind of be really nice and then just fly off the handle or be completely different than what you thought. But that's just hearsay. That is not my experience was just speaking to her and she seemed nice. But I don't think she really took my advice.
Well, no, having watched the reunion, I don't think she took your advice.
Yeah.
But it sounds like she received your phone call, which that's something. I mean, she could have been like.
No, I think she respects me. I mean, we're both in the medical community. I mean, she's a physician, you know, at a different, you know, hospital or whatever. I mean, I would think that she would respect my opinion being another educated individual. Cause I think that she, you know, she's a physician and, you know, is educated and all of that. And I think that a lot of times physicians will do better when they're talking to somebody else who's educated in a similar manner. But I don't know.
I talk to so many people on this show that when I run into someone or have them back on the show and they remember my name, I'm always blown away. It's the little details. And when it comes to sheets, the only place I turn is Bowl and Branch. Why? Because they pay attention to the little details. Bowl and Branch was formed by a husband and wife team that set out to give sleepers more choices for high quality sheets at a fair price. And boy, did they ever accomplish that. What I love is the variety of colors. I chose the pewter mainly because it goes best with my apartment. The sheets are so elegant. They look and feel so sophisticated, but the price is so reasonable. That's why I chose them. They're 100% organic cotton. They are made toxin-free. And what I love is they get softer with every wash. Sheets that look high-end, sophisticated, and elegant, but are affordable, sign me up. And that is why I did sign up. These are the only sheets I will now use. And you guys need to check this out. So listen, you can try them worry-free for 30 nights with free shipping and returns. To experience the best sheets you've ever felt, choose Bowl and Branch. And because you're listening to this podcast, you get an exclusive 15% off your first set of sheets with promo code VELVET at bowlandbranch.com. That's Bowl and Branch, B-O-L-L and B-R-A-N-C-H.com, promo code VELVET.
I think it'd gone too far. And it continued. The thing is like, they didn't shut up even like on the Twitter, on the Facebook, on the Twitter, on the IG, on the, all the things. It just word vomit.
It was word vomit. Right. I mean, it could be ratings. It could be that people didn't get along and it wasn't gelling. Do you think it has anything to do with like, okay, the New York ratings are so low this season, and it's because they're having these issues just on everything, politics and race. Like, you know, there's this whole claim that New York is rated so low because no one wants, we don't even have to say race, just any serious issue on the House.
Right. Yeah.
And I mean, the reunion kind of ended with the serious issues.
It did it. Yeah. I mean, yeah, that's the thing. Like, it goes back to like, I want to see something at the end of the day after I've worked my ass off at work, just as a consumer, as a person who is a normal working person in society. And having been on the inside, I think it's very interesting for me. And my perspective is when I come home from work, I want to watch something that's lighthearted, that's funny, that's fun, entertaining. And I mean, I don't really want to hear about politics. And with all of the major things going on in the world right now, I think it's nice to have something that's, you know, sure, you could have little arguments here and there, you know, like Cam and I did. She's like, don't point at me. You know, I mean, cool. That's enough. It doesn't need to be in my mind, it doesn't need to be these deep-seated, horrible things where it almost seems like people are just out to get each other and out to, you know, just ruin their lives. And I mean, it's tough. I mean, right. I don't think I'd want to be on TV right now. It's just really the environment to me, especially on these housewife shows, you know, like when Mark was on it, it was the gay thing, right? Somebody's husband in every franchise was gay. Like you can find them, right?
That is usually what they say.
Right. That was one of the things. They're like, oh, let's make this one gay this year. Let's make, you know, and that got tired, you know, because everybody's was like, okay, we're bored of hearing.
We're all gay. Like, let's move on, people. Right. Yeah.
We're all gay.
The whole world is gay. Like, yes.
Like, whatever. Okay, so I feel like we got to a better place with that where people are like, okay, this is dumb. We don't want to hear about it. But now we're into this whole other deal. And I'm just like, I don't know.
I mean, that's just where my mind goes, like, because of New York and the ratings are low. They're like, Dallas is low. And now we ended on these issues of race and serious politics.
New York, what was New York's thing? Was it political or?
Well, they're having the worst. I don't think it's such a bad season, but they're saying all the critics, like people that watch, are saying we're not going to watch because it is politics and race and like educating, like they're having these discussions about race and like, okay, they're important discussions, but the viewers are saying we just don't want to see this. We just aren't interested. We're not.
I think those are important discussions. I do think they're important discussions and I think that they're warranted, but I think that, you know, I think that it's important to educate people. Right. So like, I'm all for that. Like, I think people come from all different parts of the world, you know, like you travel a ton. So you get other people's cultures, religious beliefs, those kind of things, political views, all those things that I think it's important to educate people, but you can do that in a way that is a little bit classier and a little bit more, you know, I think entertaining and then feather in some of the stuff that's like funny and like have both, like have an educated conversation with somebody and, you know, talk to them about everything, but then like feather in some comedy. It can't just be all one or the other.
Make your play and save on your next new Infinity. Double your savings when you make your double play at Infinity of Akron and Infinity of Beachwood. Take me out to the ballpark in a new Infinity. All new 2024 QX80, now with incentives up to $10,000. Exclusively available at both of our locations. Infinity of Akron and Infinity of Beachwood. Make your play and double your savings today.
That makes sense.
I agree. I mean, I just wonder because like you said, it did get ugly on Twitter, like especially between like Tiffany and Cam. I wonder if now they both are like, oh my God, we take it back. We regret it because our common goal was to keep this show going.
I wonder that. I don't think either would probably say that. I do think that they both should have just stopped. And you know what? Everybody has an opinion and that kind of thing. These things blow over, but if you make it continue, then it won't. And it just makes it worse. And then people say things, they get taken out of context, and then it's a complete disaster. So it's tough. It's tough. But I do think had they chilled out on the Twitter, it might have been better.
I always say this. It's like, you don't get paid extra. Like, I don't understand it. No. Like, you're paid. Bravo,
you get money taken
care.
Away. You get money taken away because they give bonuses for not being a dickhead on social media. Like, you get a bonus, like you get a good behavior bonus, which I'm like, whatever. I never got a dollar taken away from a good behavior bonus. Surprise. I mean, because I'm like, why am I going to attack somebody? Even it, I've always been the school of thought. And I mean, this is why they cast different people, right? Because it's not entertaining if we all think one way. But I've never seen the value of attacking somebody on social media. I think it makes you look bad. I think it's not a classy thing to do. I think it's just gross. And that's my opinion.
I'm the same way. I respond with a very kind comment if someone comes for me. I'm just like,
me too. I'm like, okay, have an amazing day. I really hope your day gets better and whatever shit show your life is, I hope it clears up.
That's like,
you
what
know,
I said.
I hope you, yeah. I hope you, you know, get over it and move on and have a better life. Well, I just think that's what they needed. But it was too far gone, you know.
I think it was too far gone. I just think they're probably sorry now because they both want the show probably to continue.
Yeah, I mean, I would think. I don't know if Cam was once, you know. I would think Tiffany really wanted it too because she was only on it one season. And I think, you know, when I spoke with her, enjoyed being a physician, but really wanted to be on reality TV. And so, you know, I'm sure that I think if had they, you know, had it been handled differently, you know, maybe she'd be on more than one season.
I think so. Well, one of the positive things for you that came out is that you have all these friends from the show.
Exactly.
Really all except for Deandra. Do you think you and Deandra would ever be friends?
No, I don't think so. I mean, there's just not really an upside. You know, I knew her back in the day. And I mean, she even came to my wedding reception and her mom. And, you know, I was always nice, but at one point in our friendship, I kind of realized that she was cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs, and I kind of like did the moonwalk away. I was like, okay, homegirl's nuts. And you know, you have all of those friends and you're like, okay, well, you know, she's nutty as toucan, but you know, we'll hang out and have dinner, cocktails for sometime. And then, yeah, she just lost her shit. So I just don't, I mean, I just don't think there's a point after how she treated me. And it was so embarrassing for her and for me. So I just, yeah.
And if you just happened to be at an event, Starbucks, and came face to face with her, would you say anything?
No, I mean, you know, again, I'd be like, I hope you have a pleasant day and your life gets better. I mean, you know what I mean? Like, again, there's no reason to be mean. There's no reason to be, I'm just honest. I've always been that way. I've always been very honest. And sometimes that pisses people off. You know, I've always been brutally honest. And I think, you know, I would just be like, you know, hope life gets better for you. Because obviously it isn't good the way you treat, when you treat somebody really poorly and are really, really mean to people. I personally think that it's, you know, you have, you're insecure, you have something going on in your life that's making you feel that way. And I really do truly hope that she figures that out and, you know, becomes a better person. And, you know, maybe then, you know, we'll see, but anytime soon.
So never say never, but no time soon.
Never say never. You know, I didn't think I'd ever be friends with Leanne again. And, you know, we're fine.
You are fine. I know. Well, speaking of Leanne, you know, you don't want to take all the credit. You're so humble earlier in our chat here that you don't want to say it's because you're gone, but not in so many words, Leanne did say, you all want to try to do it without me, go right ahead, do it without me. Mm-hmm. I mean, do you think that was a big reason why the ratings went down? Like, do you think it was the absence of Leanne?
Well, I think it was, I think the show was evolving. I think Leanne was great TV. I do feel like it's hard to have a housewife show though, when someone does think that they're carrying the whole show. Because then it becomes less of a group cast and more of a, look at me, like you could see, like when everybody posted for Housewives, like being over, everybody, you know, I posted, you know, our first commercial and like Steph and Cam, you know, they all posted pictures of all of us and Leanne posted a picture of her and Rich. And like, I think that that, it doesn't mean anything bad on her. I just think that that's how she is. She's very much like, I am the one who, you know, carried everything. I do think she carried a good amount. I do think she's good TV. Again, I do. But I don't think that these shows are carried by one person. It's a cast together. It's teamwork. Teamwork makes the dream work. And I mean, I believe that in my practice. I believe that in Housewives. I really do. I think this year proved that. Is that they couldn't have a team together, a united front, a united team, a united group of women that are trying to be there for each other in some right. And I think, so that's kind of the deal with that. I do think Leanne is fantastic television though.
I always say the same thing. Like, I mean, because people always ask me, are you going to miss Bethany? Are you going to miss Lisa Vanderpump? I really do think the sum of the whole is greater than its parts. Like, I don't miss anyone. Like, it's just like, I loved you. Love all those people.
Sure.
But like, it goes on.
Right. It goes on and it evolves, hopefully. And those positions get filled. Like you said, you know, there's a bunch of girls out there, you know, want to do Housewives, that kind of thing. And there's, you know, Bravo finds them and brings them in and fills those spots. You're not irreplaceable ever.
I think that's the mistake.
And once you think you are, you're fucked because that's not how life works.
I see it every time. It doesn't make any sense to me. It's like, if everyone gets fired at some point, whether they're, you know, Vicky or how do you think you are the one who's going to not get fired? Because you, I would be the opposite. I really would. I would show up day one and be like, today's probably my last day.
That's
and
how
I'm,
I was.
I'm here tomorrow.
That's how I was.
Oh my God. You want me back for another season? Like
you want me to come back?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That would be
me. That's how I was. Yeah. I was the same way. I was like, oh God, they really want me to do this again? Like, what? Really? Okay. Well, great. That's fantastic. I mean, again, like you know, you're a smart guy. You're entertaining. You're funny. So, you know, I am too. But at the end of the day, everybody's replaceable in life. And especially if you think you're not.
The minute you think you're not, it's like being on Survivor or Big
the
Brother.
The minute you think you're not. Yes. And I'm telling you, everybody thinks they are on this show.
They do. And that's no knock towards Leanne, because I love Leanne.
No.
But just in general, I think everyone starts to think they're not replaceable. And then it's like, now it's you.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Do you think Leanne is somewhere gloating?
I haven't talked to her. I haven't heard from her. I mean, I don't know. Probably a little, I would guess. But at the same time, I think she's, I mean, I would think, I mean, I don't know. I can only speak for myself. I was sad that it didn't continue just because I helped get it off the ground. You know, I mean, she's an OG. She should, I would think, have some of those feelings as well.
I reached out to her and heard back from her, but we don't need to get into, I think she's, her and I love each other dearly, but I think she knew just like, should I really say anything to David? I mean, I am a vault. I would never, but I really feel that her response, I'm like, yeah, you just don't trust me based on this response. It was very like,
yeah,
you're not the least bit happy. You're not even like a little bit happy. Like you said, it was hard to go on without you. Like you really are sad.
No, I really am. I mean, I think that, of course, there's a part of me who's like, oh, yeah, if you would have had me, right? I mean, I'm not a complete, like, doormat. I do have, like, some faith in myself that I had some, you know, likability and ability to assist, you know, make the show better with the other cast. But, I, you know, again, I do not think that the show got canceled because I'm not on it. I think that it just didn't evolve. I mean, my take on it is that I'm sad because I really felt like it was a lot that went into it. But I mean, it made good TV for what, 5 years? So, you know, maybe the only thing that I would hope maybe is that maybe it would come back in some other format, you know, maybe in Peacock or something another time, it may be years down the road. And then maybe it would be better timing and they could cast it better and continue a little bit of it like they're doing with Miami.
Do you think, because you know Bravo now, I guess because of Miami, like let's just make a different type of statement, you know, they made that statement that we're going to shelve it or indefinitely, whatever they said, which left the door open, which now people are saying the same thing, Peacock, like on a scale from 1 to 10, what are the chances you think this show will be back in any format?
I don't know how well Peacock's doing. I don't know how their format is doing. You know, I don't really know the ins and outs of that and the economics behind it. But I mean, I would think that there'd be at least a 50% chance that it would come back on Peacock if Peacock continues to do well, you know, in maybe 3 years or something like that. You know, maybe something they come back and revisit, depending on how the brand does. You know, like you said, like New York's struggling, you know, depending on how Housewives as a whole does, or is it done, you know? I think it would take a lot for it to be completely done, but I don't know. You know, I don't know what you know, it's all about numbers and finance and what money coming in. So that'll be the true test.
You do think, because I talk about that all the time, like do you think like this will go on forever? Because I mean, the numbers are down for every franchise, like they are.
Nothing lasts forever. I think my guess, I mean, if I'm an executive and at Bravo, I would be, you know, working with a big team trying to figure out, you know, what's the next thing that we can somehow convert this brand into? Because I think it's, you know, it's a great formula. It worked for them for so many years, but I think it's a little tired and it needs to be revamped. So I just don't know how hard it is. Like we have Lemon Avenue and that has, you know, a name to it. And, you know, we're branding that in different places, but like, if you had to name it something else, does that hold, you know, because it came from that? I don't know. I don't know. I think that's hard. It's really hard to rebrand.
And to that point, I mean, okay, they kind of tried that. We had Texicana's.
Yes. Yeah. And they had Ladies of, remember? Because that's what we were named at first, Ladies of Dallas. Because we thought we were going to be like Ladies of London. And so they tried that and it didn't work. So I don't know. I just think they're going to have to ride it out for until it's dead.
They had that Connecticut show, like Queens of the Crown. It was about really Connecticut housewives that were all ex-pageant girls, or some of them were still, I forgot. It was something of the Crown, but it really, at the end of the day, you could have just changed the name to Connecticut Housewives. it was kind of the same thing, and it lasted for like a minute.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, I think like everything comes to an end.
Yeah, I do. And I think that it'd be hard to convert it into something else. Like you said, they've tried. I think it'd be really tough. I think that Bravo, I'm sure, is coming up with other brand, other shows, you know, other things. Like Andy Cohen's done an amazing job, you know, just coming up with, I mean, gosh, what kind of empire they've made with Housewives, you know, and just so many people know what it is around the world. So, you know, it's a little sad. That's why I say, you know, I feel like it's like the beginning of the end.
I could see that. Do you think they made the right decision to table it?
I don't know. I think if it were me, now again, I don't know the numbers, but for me, I think I would try really hard to recast it and keep it going, just because I think it hurts their brand. You know, just like from a business perspective, when you close a branch or you have to close something, you know, obviously, like, or cancel something, that I think overall hurts your brand. I do. I don't think that that's a really smart business move in general.
Right. And there's ways to keep things open and just cut costs. Also.
Correct. Yeah. Or throw it on Peacock, or, you know, see if you, I mean, I just think they needed to really revamp it. And I think it must have been really bad. You know, it had to have been really bad. Like, it had to have been a combination of ratings, cast, like everything just had to have been in the shitter, because I just don't think that is a positive thing for Housewife's name to cancel it, because I feel like Dallas never really got the pub that the other cities did. I think that it really struggled even in the beginning. Like, we had that badass commercial season one. I put it on my Instagram. Like,
I saw it on your Instagram and I screenshotted it. I'm like, I love this.
It was
this.
Amazing.
I don't remember that, Carrie, at all.
I know.
I was like, what the hell is this?
I know. And so, like, that's why I put it on there, because I was like, I feel like a lot of people never saw this. And like, that should have been everywhere. That was such an amazing commercial. I mean, so cool. So much went into it. It was like a real deal commercial. You know, like when we shot it, it was like, holy shit, you know? And this is like real Hollywood stuff, you know?
Yeah.
And then it just really wasn't around. And I'm like, it just seemed weird that they spent the money on it and then
it never came out. It was,
I don't know. It should have been after, you know, during every Housewife show, it should have been, you know, it should have just been hammered. And I don't know why it wasn't. It was always bizarre to me. I did think that it really, Dallas got off to a really kind of a sad start, and it was a good show.
I would agree with all that. Well, when your episode here comes out next week, that commercial is going to be on your promo. Cause I went, I screenshotted it right away.
Cool.
I'm like, I will sit here and record this whole thing, no matter how long it takes. It was amazing. I was like, I vaguely remember it, but then I'm like, I don't remember all the nuances of everyone.
Yeah, that was odd. So I feel like it kind of, from the beginning, it wasn't one of Bravo's like favorite go-to things. And I don't know why. I just feel like from the start, they didn't give it a fair shot. And I think they should have, because I think it was a good show. And I think had it gotten more publicity, it probably would have done better.
You think that was part of it? Just that it was all
I
about,
do. Like- Looking back, I do. Just because like when I did that, you know, put that on my Instagram, I was like, I feel like nobody really saw this, because like people were commenting, they're like, oh my God. I'm like, yeah, it was, came out season one, you know, that was like our big thing. And it was just kind of, because I think back then they didn't really need a new Housewife show. They were just kind of like, oh, this would be interesting. We'll see if it works.
Yeah.
Blah, blah, blah.
It was almost like a soft launch. It was like a soft launch.
Yeah.
Which, if you look at like what they did for Salt Lake, it was a huge launch. I mean, they really put everything behind that.
I think they probably learned their lesson with that. Maybe I think they thought that, you know, just having a Dallas show, the word would get out. I just feel like they did a horrible job with PR.
I could see that being part of it. Before we switch gears for a minute and talk about plastic surgery.
Mm-hmm.
It was good for you. You said like, you don't regret anything. I mean, overall, do you think Housewives is good for most? Like, I mean, I think of like what Erica Jane is going through and like Jen Shah.
Well, I think, you know, probably don't be a shady person and have like a shady personal life and go on a reality TV show. I mean, to me, it seems pretty basic. You know, and I think if you are shady, then, you know, you might deserve to get caught. if you're doing shitty things to other people. My personal opinion. So I do think that it can be a good thing. I think it was a good thing for me. I think that it was hard during it, but I think it was great for our business. You know, we're on the up and up and have a great, great business, great brand, always have, always will, kind of a thing. So, but I think, you know, expect to be seen if you're going to be on TV as yourself.
I think so. I think if you have anything to, I always said I would hire like,
if you have anything to hide, you should not go on reality TV. Because people will, they'll find it. And for me, they're like, there wasn't much there. So then you just make shit up. But it was fine. Whatever.
Are you shocked at like what Erica's going through now? Like this whole thing?
God, I heard somebody said there was like a whole documentary I need to go watch. I'm, you know, I met her once in New York. Leanne was hanging out with her and we were at like a, one of those Us Weekly parties or, you know, whatever they are. And I said hi and kind of sat with her, but she was not very nice. She was not very kind, which I'm not really surprised.
I've heard that from many a person.
She was just very like, I'm like, really? Because like, we're all like housewives. I know I'm, you know, from Dallas or whatever. And, you know, but I'm a pretty like, pretty good person. I'm a pretty big deal in my own right. So I don't deserve to be treated like that. You know, it was just kind of very dismissive. And I was like, wow. Yeah.
Right. You're like, I have the same job you do.
Right. Plus, you know, a career.
You do have a career.
Yeah. I have the same job, but then I also have a career.
I'm not sure about Erica's career at this point, but.
She has like a singing career though. Is she still doing that?
Well, I believe it was being funded in large part by Tom Girardi.
Okay. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know the ins and outs, but she did, you know, she did dance a lot and she had that really cool hair team. Like I would, that'd be amazing to have that hair and makeup squad. Damn.
They still like, seem to be around.
I had to blow this shit out. Oh yeah, that they were there when I met, like, I've been running around doing first day of school crap with my kid all day. I'm like, oh my God, let me hurry up and dry my hair real quick. I mean, this is what you get. You get mom hair. But,
you look fine to me.
Thank you. But, you know, I'd love to have that team of people that she has.
I would love to have that team.
Right? Who wouldn't?
Or just like, you know, someone that comes in and hears like, here's your clothes for today. And we're going to take them away at the end of the day. And that's really my dream is just to have different clothes.
Yeah. Because I mean, then I wouldn't have stuff, you know, like flung all over. Like today I kind of did like a sweep of just trying to pick up all the stuff and throw it in the hamper over there. And, you know, it's just like.
But it looks
somebody
so organized.
Just organized my shit. It's not, I promise. I mean, some of it is. My bags are, my shoes are pretty organized. But like over there is a lot of things.
What is going on in Lemon Plastic Surgery these days?
Lemon Avenue. So we are
Lemon Avenue.
Lemon Avenue is doing great. We are moving and grooving. We have, I think, 7 nurse injectors right now. Plus we have 2 laser technicians and then Mark's operating. So it's fantastic. Nurse injectors, nurse practitioners, PAs, you know. And so it's great. I think we're looking at another location that'll be outside of Dallas. So that's exciting. And, you know, maybe type of franchise situation. We'll see. I mean, it's a lot of work. You know, we have a lot of employees, even just at Lemon Avenue.
It's a lot going on.
It's a lot.
I was in Dallas for a hot second. I'm friends with Jen Davis and I went to her birthday party, but it wasn't in Dallas. She's so sweet. Like everyone was supposed to be there, Cam and all them, but it was outside Dallas at some hotel. I don't know where.
Okay.
Yeah. It's some big hotel outside. And like
that's, that South Fork thing. No.
Yeah. It was some like destination hotel, not far from Dallas, but far enough that at the end of the day, Cam was like, I'm not coming. And then Carrie didn't come. But the next time I'm actually in Dallas, I will stop.
Oh, you
by.
Better come see me.
Listen, honey, you don't need to tell a gay man twice that. I mean, I
come
get.
See me. I will do all the. I mean, you look great. Your
that's
Botox
because
looks good.
Yeah, this is lasting for a while.
No, it looks good. Yeah, it looks good.
I mean,
yeah, I would do maybe a little cheek, little jaw, but I mean, you've got good.
Use a
you've
little.
Got good. Just a tiny bit.
A little pick me up.
Just a little judging.
That's when people go too far. That's when it starts to look strange. Oh, yeah. I'm not one of those people.
No, me either. I mean, my clients, like my patients, and that's what we pride ourselves on, you know, like at Lemon, I love natural. Like my patients who come to me, like they all want to look like, I don't want to look like a blow up doll. I want to look like myself. Again, it's about being real, right? Inside and out. And I mean, yeah, I have Botox, I have some filler, whatever. But I got my eyes done too. They look better.
Oh, wow.
In October. But you know, it's fantastic. I love it. I love what I do.
I just want no movement in my forehead. That is where I'm like, I don't care if it's fake.
Me
like
either.
Some people like the movement. I don't like any movement at all.
Same.
It's great, isn't it? Like that's why you probably love what you do. Do you do your own Botox? Do you inject yourself? I'm sure.
Yeah, sometimes. I mean, if I have a nurse around, you know, it's nice because we have a lot of nurses, so we can all kind of help each other.
Are there any trends that you're seeing now? Like I know M Sculpt, I tried M Sculpt. Like that was a
love M Sculpt.
It really does work.
I'm going to do it tomorrow because I can't work out tomorrow. So I'm going to do it. It makes my abs, like they would never look this good in a million years. And I work out really hard. I love working out. And hard ass workouts, but this would not look like that without M Sculpt. And I would say I'm doing a lot, like I do a lot of liquid facelifts. You know, I do a lot of kind of women who are 40s, 50s trying to stave off having a facelift. So I do a lot of like liquid facelifts with fillers. That's kind of my personal forte. All of our injectors kind of have something different that we all kind of, you know, I mean, specialize in or, you know, love to do. So I'm big on like the full face and that's balancing, you know?
That's what I'm into. I'm just like, you hold off on the knives as long as humanly possible.
Yeah, for sure. And then you get one really good facelift and be done.
That's all. I want one.
Mm-hmm. Same.
Not yet, but let's do the liquid.
Oh my God. You're young.
I went to someone who does like all the New Jersey all the New Jersey housewives. Mm-hmm. And I went, and I mean, I was going to pay. I was like, I was going to get some discount and like under my eyes. And he was like, I will not do anything on you. And I'm like, are you sure? He's like, go home.
Yeah. That's a good doctor.
Great eye. Yeah, I know. Listen, I've always said that the minute someone says no to me, I'm like, I will be like, that's a great doctor. Totally.
Yep. And that's how I am with my patients. Like I always err on the side of conservative, especially under eye. Under eye, you can have so many problems with under eye filler. That's one of those things that it has to be a specific patient. And usually I mix it with platelet rich fibrin and like all different, like diluted out.
I love it.
You don't want to have a problem. Yeah.
What's going on with Duber Table? You have to bring that back at some point.
God, I know.
I know you're busy.
What's going on is we were in Switzerland for 3 weeks and then I took Zuri to Disneyland and Mark's operating a ton and I've been working a ton, but we will. Hopefully we can get a day where we do a bunch of them and just get them out there.
Duber
Table
so
is fun. Well, he's amazing. He's in there cooking right now. He's making my dinner.
Well, that's the thing. You could do a travel show. You can do a cooking show.
I know. A travel cooking show. Like that'd be fun too. Like I always think that's a great idea is like going to like when I go to Zurich and you know, we see like the local like fair that they have, you know, they'll have all the local fresh fruits and vegetables out. And then you can like go and like pick all these new different vegetables and cook with them. Like, I think that's super cool too, is to be able to cook different things in different places, different countries with different produce. And it's interesting.
That's gotta be a better way to come back to TV than Housewives.
Right. I think probably for me. Yeah.
I mean, you'll be with your husband. You won't be fighting, you know, you might fight, but you won't be fighting.
Well, we'd fight, but it'd be all, you know, it'd be all real. Everybody fights with their husband. If they don't, they're lying.
But you won't have anyone accusing him of being gay or anything like that.
It right. It would be just actual real shit that we're fighting about. So that would be fine. I would be completely fine with that. I'm happy to fight with him on TV. Doesn't exactly. bother me at all. As long as it's real.
Is there anything else you want to discuss or leave us with? I always feel like I bring up my own agenda, but I like to give people a chance at the end.
No, I mean, thank you for having me. I really appreciate it. And I appreciate everybody, you know, listening and hanging out with us. And hopefully I'll, you know, be back in some other format at some point, and I'll be at Lemon Avenue until then. And, you know,
I hope
making Dallas beautiful.
Back on our TVs. Yes. Everyone could stop by Lemon Avenue plastic surgery before that. I really will come next time I'm in town, for real.
Yeah, for sure. Come. Yeah. And we'll be doing some TV stuff. So not to worry. And we'll be back just in a different capacity. So
I love it. Where can everyone find you online that wants to find you?
You can find me at Carrie Duber. So Carry, a little tricky, Duber, on IG. And then you can also find us at Lemon Avenue Plastic Surgery and Laser Center. And we're here. And then Mark Duber, Dr. Mark Duber.
If you want.
Boobs by Dubs. If you want, if you know, come see us. Somebody's trying to pick the lock into the closet.
I can hear. Who knows who that's going to be? You're like, you can't get in.
It's a little bit. Come say, it's my kiddo.
Everyone who doesn't really think you have a lock. Zuri. Hi.
Yeah, no, I really had a lock. I have a lock in my closet. And
I'm so jealous. She
just typed the code in.
So she knows the lock.
I'll be out in a minute.
Just give her.
She knows the combination.
So she'll be borrowing your clothes and, like, you know.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to need to change the code. Bye.
Yeah. You just have to put like there are meds and all certain stuff everywhere. Mm. Like, you know.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I know. For sure.
She'll go for that.
Yeah, I know. I'm going to have to be under lock and key.
I love it. I really appreciate you. Thank you. Like closing out the Dallas legacy.
Thank you for having me. Yes. I really appreciate it.
Anytime. Keep in touch and we'll talk.
I'm not going to change the code. I'm kidding. We will keep in touch. She's like, no, I want to get to your shoes and your bags.
I can hear her in the background being like, please don't. You're not changing anything.
She's like, don't change the code.
She has good hearing.
Yeah, she does.
She does.
Well, thank you so much. I really appreciate it. And yeah, closing out Dallas. And yeah, I'll see you around.
You are the official one that we are closing out Dallas with. Yes, keep in touch. I will let you know when I'm in town and I'll send you this when it comes out.
Yeah.
I will.
Thank you. Yeah, come see me.
I will. Seriously. This was fun. I appreciate it.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah,
bye.
Thank you. All right.
Bye.
Bye, babe.
Thanks for listening to yet another episode of Behind the Velvet Rope. Because without you listeners, I would just be a crazy person with voices in my head. And if you like what you hear, subscribe on Apple Podcasts under Behind the Velvet Rope. And when you're done subscribing, feel free to leave a 5-star write-up review, because the write-up reviews actually count. We read each and every one of them. We post the best ones, and the reviews really help our shows keep going. And we really appreciate everything you guys say, especially the positive ones. And if you want to find us online, we're at Behind Velvet Rope on Instagram. We are at David Yontef on Instagram. We're Behind the Velvet Rope on Apple Podcasts. Or head on over to Patreon, because you know what? There are just some things we can't talk about here. So for our bonus episodes, go to Patreon and type in Behind the Velvet Rope. And if you still aren't sick of me and you want more David, go to Cameo and book me on Cameo. And you can ask me anything there. I'll answer whatever you want. And I have a bargain basement price of $10. Thank you guys. See you soon.